Los Angeles City Councilmember Kevin De Leon encouraged voters to vote yes on Prop 31 to uphold Senate Bill 793 to ban the sale of flavored tobacco products in California.
That's why I support yes on Prop 31. The LA City and LA County laws will protect millions of Latino kids from getting hooked on candy-flavored tobacco. But passing Prop 31 statewide will expand those protections to millions of other Latino kids throughout the state. So yes, Prop 31 to protect our kids, to save lives, and to keep big tobacco out of our communities.
In California, there are roughly 1 million Latino tobacco users. 10% of Latino teens are using e-cigarettes. Executive Director of Latinas Contra Cancer, Darcy Green, said tobacco companies target kids with flavored products, including some that target Latino children specifically.
Tobacco companies started decades ago by flavoring cigarettes with minty menthol, a chemical that numbs the throat and masks the harsh taste of tobacco. Today, it is e-cigarettes, devices that deliver strong hits of highly addictive nicotine hidden behind flavors like blueberry, marshmallow, mango, and as we heard, tres leches, horchata, sold with brightly colored packaging, made to look like candy, and made with candy flavors that appeal to our children. Big Tobacco has created a full-blown e-cigarettes epidemic.
Dr. Jeffrey Reynoso, executive director of the Latino Coalition for a Healthy California, called tobacco companies' targeting of Black and Brown communities systemic and racist.
It is no secret that the tobacco industry preys upon low-income communities of color to make their profits. Their use of cultural marketing to specifically target Black and Brown communities is systemic and a racist practice that is worsening health disparities nationally and here in California.
It's been 2 years since Governor Gavin Newsom signed legislation to ban flavored tobacco products. Immediately after the law passed, tobacco companies spent upwards of $13 million to collect the 600,000 signatures required to put the measure before voters in a referendum. The tobacco industry argues the law is unnecessary because it's already illegal for anyone under 21 to use any tobacco product. Flavored or not, there's a lot of money at stake. 2 million underage kids already use e-cigarettes nationally, and hooking them as children can guarantee a lifetime of addiction to tobacco products. Reynoso said that tobacco is not only detrimental to an individual's health, but also extremely costly to society.
And this public health crisis isn't just a deadly one for our community. It is extremely costly. Every time Big Tobacco addicts another generation of kids, they put taxpayers, whether they smoke or not, on the hook for billions of dollars in tobacco-related healthcare costs.
On November 8th, voters will have the opportunity to vote to either uphold or overturn SB 793, banning the sale of flavored tobacco products. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Emmett Levy.